Welcome, everyone, to another episode of the Comic Chronicle podcast. I am your host, Dakota Morgan, Society's mutant slash metahuman. I haven't put that part in a while. Coming from Phoenix, Arizona. And I have with me today a special guy. You've heard him in the past couple episodes. You've heard him in a whole boatload of stuff about Jurassic Building a Dream, which is currently in development still. And a whole boatload of stuff. And you'll hear him in further episodes on the Film World and Comic Chronicle podcast. His name, the legendary Victor Hudgens.
How you doing, folks? Victor Hudgens here. So, yeah. So, how you doing, man?
Not too bad. Not too bad, Victor. I mean, right now, this is actually the second part of our Comics and Comics and Coffee talk show segment on the Comic Chronicle podcast. That's right, folks. Today is Comics and Coffee. Wonderful combination. Got some coffee here. We're going to talk about some comics. Specifically, a certain character in those comics. That character being Superman. The Man of Steel. The man that leaps buildings in a single bound. I'm like fangasming over here, and I don't know why. Because personally myself, Victor, I don't know if you have a certain hero with this or anything like that, but I wanted to do something for Superman on the show. I've always wanted to interview someone or talk to someone, just sit down and have a conversation with, really. Someone who's played Superman or wrote for this character, because, man, right off the bat, Superman comics have saved my life. I would not be here without Superman and his comics. The Action Comics, Superman, Justice League, everything he's in, would not be here. I wrote an article on it once. I'll talk about that later. But talking all about that, it's heavy shit. I know, folks, just to start out with, I really, really know. But that's how the character is for me. So this episode is going to be me getting giddy sometimes because I want to pay tribute to that character, and this is my closest thing I got. Unless, DC, you hire me and I write, or even not hire me, I write for Superman. Please?
Hey, sounds like Superman really means a lot to you, man. I'm actually kind of curious to hear what he means to you, dude.
He means a whole lot. I mean, there's so much. I don't want to get in an article. We'll keep it positive. Keep it positive, because that article is deep. But
hey, you could be deep and positive at the same time.
True, but this won't get people sad. And the show just started. We don't want to do that. Because, folks, keep it in a
no
positive.
No sadness, man. There ain't no sadness here.
Hey, right? That's the point of the show. But Superman is Clark Kent, a.k.a. Superman, created in the Action Comics number one, first premiered April 18th, 1938. Joel Schuster. It's the people who created Superman. I'm drawing a blank on their names right now because I'm just getting giddy. I'm terribly sorry.
You have Jerry Siegel, I believe, is the writer.
And Joe Schuster. There we go. So, Superman is one of inspiration. Superman is one of hope, you know? And I know it sounds cheesy to some people and shit like that. But, you know, the character of Superman and the Superman comics is one that has helped so many people in so many ways. And I'm one of those people. Superman, the book, the comics of Superman may be something of page. They may be on the page. But he saved more people in real life than any other hero. Known fucking fact, Victor. Known fucking fact. I don't know if you've seen it or not. Tell me if you have. Did you see the one with Superman on top of a skyscraper with a teenage girl?
No.
There was one where this girl, and I relate hard to it from when I was a teenager. There's one of this girl, she's in Metropolis, she's a goth kind of dress gown kind of gal. She's been crying, you know, she's given up. And this is canon. This is in one of the older Superman books, I think mid-2000s. And she's about to jump. And he grabs her shoulder and he's like, your therapist was running late. And he convinces her not to jump and to give her hope. And he pulls her back in. I'm going to cry talking about it, man. It's so fucking beautiful. Because he brings her in and he gave her hope again, you know. And it wasn't like, I'm Superman. It was like, he talks some real world shit that a person would talk to you about. Not no.
Put the superhero aside and brought out Clark Kent, but still obviously wearing the Superman.
Exactly, uniform exactly. You know, he's a man of two different worlds, which I relate to in a passion. Is, you know, he's a man of two worlds, and but it being an alien, it really that comic that those couple of panels put together. I think it was a page. Folks that are listening, comment below or whichever, or tweet at us about which issue it was, because it's so beautiful. I'm going to cry. I can't talk about it anymore. I'm going to cry. But, and so, Superman comics allow people to do what they go to the movies for, what they want to do in comics, is they give you so much, they allow you to escape, while sometimes getting real like that. I mean, Victor, have you read many Superman comics in your time, or?
I've actually, I've read a few. I couldn't tell you which ones they were, but yeah, I did. I actually have read a few, you know, and as far as I remember, I mean, I held on to them. I just, you know, like I said, I never really got too deep into them, and I actually have like a little bit of meaning with them as well. Mm. You know, on like on, kind of like on the Hope side type situation. Yeah. You know, back when, you know, I kind of went through some depressing times for a bit, and you know, kind of like. Well, I wasn't really going to jump off the building or anything, but I mean, I did kind of lose hope. But then I remember before, you know, it's like, even though, you know, as cheesy as it sounds, like you said, you know, even if it's just a, you know, a fictional character, it's still meant something to me in a way. You know, I have a little slick connection with, you know, kind of a couple DC heroes, you know, Superman and a few others as well. But with him, it was actually on kind of the Hope side as well.
Yeah. That's it. You know, he gives people, and they're comics, you know, and it's not like you saw it at a movie. Well, you could, excuse me, you could, but they're in the comics, you know. These comics, you read them for a while. I mean, I was reading comics for a couple of years at that point. Superman, I've loved the Superman books. At the time, I think there's New 52, Kenneth Rockerford. I was finally getting in the comics, the movies, the shows, everything like that for years. Finally started getting in the comics. New 52 was a little bit in at that point. And at this time when this shit happened, and you know, and it gives you the imagination, like you have characters in there like Lex Luthor, like Brainiac, so you're allowed to be able to escape. And this is a guy who is a man of two worlds, as I mentioned, and in the comics it shows you, and it kind of tells these people, like, I was a kid who moved at the age of 16 from Illinois to Arizona. Well, fucked me up, man. I won't lie to you, it screws most kids up. It screwed me up so bad. But then, you know, reading the books, I'm thinking, like, okay, he's a guy from a different world. Because Illinois is such a different world from Arizona. So he's a guy from a different world in what is now. He's someone different. He's the alien, which I sometimes still feel like. But he's an alien in this world. He is alien to it, but he still makes it home. And, I chose to make this home a little bit. Not as much as like, but besides the fact. So it's really crazy to me of what these Superman comics can do. Action Comics, Superman, just all of them. They can do to a person emotionally on that side. Like, I wanted to cover this part on the podcast first. Sorry, folks. We're getting real deep in first. But I know. Let's know what you do. Wink, wink. But I wanted to cover this part first, and we'll kind of get into like the more fun part of the comics. But the emotional part of Superman in comics is so big than people realize. It's insane, like Victor yourself there with that. And these characters, and the character himself of Clark Kent, no matter what form or anything like that, you know, it always offers people escape, always offers them hope. It, you know, it always helps these people out, you know. And I say I got a trinity. I got my own trinity of people that I wouldn't be where I am in film, in my life, or anything like that, mental stability, anything like that, is Steven Spielberg, Kevin Smith, and Superman. And
all right, that's.
I mean, that's mine. But
what a combination! There you go.
Right, you know, and it's like, you know, one was his. It's crazy, but then he still got Stanley and rest in peace and shit like that too. But
of course.
Yeah, I mean, I know I wanted to cover a little bit of that. And if you do, I don't really want to talk about the article right now because that's going to get real fucking deep. If you guys so say, go read at Applied Heroics. There's a website run by this friend who passed this year. Website's still up. Go to appliedheroics.com and go to the article section and check out my article I had published on there. Superman Saved My Life. And if you're depressed, if you're not in the right mindset, I'll say, if you're feeling alone, you're feeling any of that negativity, go read that. It gives you hope. Trust me, I made it so it gives people hope. And it makes them think twice, and, you know, maybe Superman, I let the door open to Superman, and that character himself helps him, you know? So, yeah, if you folks, just, I want to give a shout-out to that, go do it. Rest in peace, Kyle Irwin, a good friend of mine. But,
yeah. Yeah, I remember when that popped up, and that was, I may not know the guy, but it's just the thought of just, you know, how what it must have felt like to lose somebody close, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It was nuts. But, that's a different podcast.
Go read that comic, folks. I mean, he's Dakota here. He's the man. You know, he knows. I mean, it helped him. So, even if it may not help you, at least it might open the door to guide you somewhere else for more help, you know?
Exactly.
Might find your own, or you might fall in love with Superman himself. I mean, you never know.
Or any of the characters, kind of proceeding into more of a limer light here, folks. We're getting less emotion on our on the podcast.
There we go. Let's bring up the beat a little bit.
Dakota. Right, and that's what we call a segue. moving forward. Ham-handed. Or ham-fisted segue. I do want to say is, these characters of Superman, that like his villains, his allies, everything else that stems from it, it's crazy. You know, the ones you wouldn't expect. I mean, we got Metallo. He's a cyborg, not like Cyborg Victor Stone, but cyborg in the sense of he's like only partly human, like 2%. And the rest of him is mostly like machine. And his heart, kid you not, I love Superman villains, they're so cool, is run by kryptonite. That's how he operates, and how he feels himself is by, he has a kryptonite heart. Like it's a solid thing of kryptonite. And then there's this evil motherfucker named Parasite. Man, murdering son of a bitch. They did him on Supergirl perfectly. Well, I loved him on Supergirl. He wasn't Beverly because he died. Spoiler. But he's a big purple vampire looking leech. He's like a purple leech almost. And he's walking, talking, and whatnot. He was a human that got transformed by Superman because of the sickness from Superman, like a cold or something like that. And he sucks the energy out of people. And he kills them, and he loves it. He loves the murder, and he loves to consume people's energy and shit like that. Like, it drains them dry.
Sounds like a psychopathic mutant.
He is.
I like that. That's pretty crazy.
Right? And then you got Luthor. Love Luthor. And Luthor himself, if you're listening to this show and you don't know Lex Luthor, really? But really? Like, really?
No, I can get down with Lex Luthor now. Now, here's where my knowledge comes in, and the extent of it is, one thing that I loved about when it comes to Superman is Lex Luthor, because they're not just enemies, but and I've noticed throughout all the Supermans that I've seen, whether it be like the Justice League and Justice League Unlimited and, you know, stuff like that, where Lex comes in, and I've even seen him a few times during the Young Justice series, but that's for another topic. But Lex Luthor, I noticed, can be both enemy and ally with Superman.
Yeah.
And the cool thing is, it's like you're watching, you know, it's the small message of, you know, keep your enemies close, but keep your friends close, but your enemies closer.
Exactly.
Type sense.
Exactly.
It's really crazy that, like, Lex Luthor is actually a pretty badass character in a way.
He is. He truly is. And I, you know, the best representation in live action of him, well, on Superman, the Christopher Reeve Superman series. But I mean, I love Smallville's Michael Rosenbaum. I love him to death. He's such a fantastic actor, and he did Lex Luthor so well. But we're talking that Smallville, folks. Oh shit, that's an episode. But kind of going forward to that is Superman's villain. I mean, I could geek out about Superman like crazy. The Superman villains themselves, there's one for everybody. You know, not everyone likes all the Superman villains. Yeah, but there's at least one or two for it. You know, people love Zod. People love them all, you know. Mongo. Right, they love
Darkseid.
Exactly. Mongo. I mean, and then, you know, and then you
Bizarro
got
Bizarro was a crazy one.
Oh, I love Bizarro. I don't know why. Bizarro was amazing. Don't know
because
why.
He was like, think of like a Frankenstein Superman.
Pretty much. And he's done so well in the newer comics. It's crazy.
Yeah.
But And it's, I kind of want to lead to the point of, you know, Superman in comics also introduce all the other people of the super family. The super family, oh, man. You want to talk about something for everybody. There is so much. There's a Superman for everyone. You know, I want to say you got Supergirl. You know, she has her own TV show. Brilliant, by the way. I love the shows. Me and my sister love that show. You know, you got Supergirl. Supergirl, yeah. And then you got Superboy, who's an amazing character, if well done. I love Superboy. You got Krypto.
You know, you do they ever, I've never seen Krypto ever brought up. Are they ever going to bring Krypto back into, like, you know, modern, like they've been doing everything else?
They have, but he doesn't get, like, a big, huge thing, but he has every now and then. It's just done weird. You know, it's just done weird. It's really weird, but... But then you also got Lois Lane. You got Superwoman, which is good slash evil. Luthor technically is part of the Super Family, with him even being a villain and such like that. As Victor, you mentioned, that's how he is. He's good slash bad. Mostly bad a lot of times.
But he also has mostly a good side, though, too. But that's for personal reasons, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes. Yes, it was. And you know what, too, is... They grew up together, like Clark and Lex. That's
they were high school best friends in high school, pretty much, is what I remember.
Yep, they touched on Smallville and all the comics. And you know, you don't see that. You didn't see Joker grow up with Batman in the comics. Yeah, Joker movie may change that. Who knows? But you know, you didn't have any of that. But these guys were friends, like Lex and Superman were friends, which is crazy. And so there is a super for everyone. And recently, they've had the Oh, I can't think. I'm just saying because I can't think of his name.
Throw some hints.
Justice League China. Justice League, huh?
I'll try to help figure out. Throw me some hints.
It's the Justice League of China Superman. And I can't think of his name. He's really new. I haven't read that much about him. What I have read, he's a really cool character. So you got that. You have that character. You have all these different characters or supers that, you know, everyone can relate to. They got something for everybody. And then you have Lois Lane. You have her, the strong female independent woman, which I love. I love Lois Lane. And so does my sister. Shout out to Cheyenne Morgan. She loves her. And I see why. Lois Lane is such a badass character. And then you got Jimmy Olsen. You got Perry White. You got all these super characters. You know, it's crazy to me. It's absolutely crazy. So Superman in comics, you relate to characters. You can, there's a character for everybody, whether hero or villain, for everyone to base ourselves off of. It's crazy. It really is. And you don't get that with many other books and series. Can you agree to that? You don't really have that effect. Like, you got, I think the closest one, if correct me if I'm wrong, is maybe Spider-Man recently, because there's a Spider-Man for everyone.
Right.
You know, and... Which is newer because of Spider-Verse. Like, you got Spider-Gwen, Miles Morales. You got all that. So, and then there's... Oh, and, you know, people want to play the race card of, like, they're all white. Earth 2 Superman was an African-American guy. So you got that also, you know. There's been a Latino Superman. There's been all this crazy... There's one for everybody, folks. And then moving forward into that, from that... Victor, we touched on it a little bit in the beginning, was... There's a... The imagination and the creativity that's done with Superman comics is different from a lot of the other stuff. You know, very few can come to that. You know, and you agree that it's often that Superman and Action Comics kind of stands out more than the rest?
Usually, yeah. That's actually pretty much true right there. Yeah, it does stand out a lot more than most of the comics.
Yeah, you got the street level heroes. You got the other, like, kind of otherworldly alien heroes and the stuff like that, but...
And then you got the ones that there's also in between as well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Between, not just... You got the street heroes, you have... And then, you got the alien heroes, and then you got pretty much the ones that are just kind of, like, in between that kind of just have, like, I guess you could say, gifts, I guess it would be a good way to put it.
Yeah, meta-humans and stuff like that. Yeah. At least on the DC side of things, I want to say. We're talking DC, folks, right now. Don't worry. When people are like, what about Marvel? We're talking DC.
Nope, sorry, folks.
Yeah. If you haven't fucking figured, we're talking DC. We really wanted to talk about DC and Superman and such because, yeah, they really are different. They really, really are. You know, you got storylines with these aliens that come in there. You got, Superman, I don't know if you've seen him or not, Victor, but with Superman, they have, and all the super family, they touch upon certain subjects, but they put it in such a Superman way, you don't realize it till after you're finished with the issue of the subject it touched. And I love that. If it's done correctly, but 99% of the time, it is done correctly. There's been very few have been like, what? But such as immigration, such as equality, standing up for your rights,
Communism. I'm pretty sure there's one based on communism as well.
That was a different world one. We will talk about that. That was Red Sun. That was like Superman landing in a different place. That was just an Elseworld thing.
Oh, that one was Red Sun?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Recommend reading that. Okay. Read the shit out of that, please. It's so good. It is so good. And, you know, and so people, that's what I love about people sometimes, that they're such an idiots. And, you know, I love people. It's a love-hate relationship. But people can sometimes get the wrong message in their heads of, oh, comics, they don't have any messages for anybody in there. Here's Action Comics, whatever. Read it.
Yeah, maybe Action Comics, but yes, there is a message, folks.
There is, yes. You know, and there's been such on the immigration ones as of recent that people have touched on. You know, there was one. It was a couple months ago, maybe a few months ago. It was a couple series storyline, a couple issues storyline. And it was about, like, respecting them, you know, respecting the troops and police officers and stuff like that. Because if you remember a few months ago, even to now, of the date of recording, not a lot of that. So, you know, like, you know, these people put down their lives just so you can go to work and, you know, go do your thing, whatever it is. So there was, like, pay respect to that, pay respect to these people. And, yeah, everything has, like, a really thick fantasy theme to it and sci-fi, but that helps you get the more attention, and you realize it maybe throughout the issue, but once you finish it, you kind of realize, holy shit, that was just talked about in a Superman comic. Like, there's so many examples. So they do tackle it, and it kind of shows you the positivity in the world, and that's going back to the hope thing and the very emotional start, which I didn't plan on that. The fact of the emotions that a Superman comic can give you, very few series in DC can compare. Very few. Very, very few. I mean, perhaps.
I will say this, that what Superman, why Superman, I will agree the fact that he tops pretty much almost every single DC character is for the fact that he was technically an alien from another planet, and then he grew up on Earth and learning not his original traits, but learning what Earthlings, I guess, would be for it coming from his point of view, learning what Earthlings are like growing up. So therefore he can understand. And once he found out where he was from and learned his back history, he compared the two. And then he definitely distinguished major rights from major wrongs.
Yes. Yes. There's a quote and I love it. It's said throughout in different ways and whatnot, of course, throughout the, with Justice League and all that stuff is, Batman says it to different people, or say it to Clark, is, you're more human than me. You grew up in public school. You could easily kill everybody, and you didn't. You know right from wrong. You know, basically saying what you're saying, what you just said. But even Batman says it. And he said in the Justice League movie, say what you want about that, said in the Justice League movie, he said it in comics plenty of times. You know, he respects him for that. He really, 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 really does. And I want to go to the emotional side of it was the, and they just recently had an epic, epic, amazing DC knocks it out of the park with their animated movies and their universe, their combined animated universe right now. Holy hell, they're knocking out of the park. The recent one that just got released, based off the comic that got released, like 90s, was The Death of Superman. That played everyone's emotions. Have you read it?
I have not read it, actually. No. No, I haven't.
Get the DC app. It's like $2 probably on there. Buy it. Read it. It's full blown. It's a death and the life of Superman. I believe is the name for it. It's the death of Superman and then the life of Superman is the issue right after that. You know, when it's like the life is kind of him coming back a little bit. The aftermath of him dead. You know, and then the emotions that they played on everyone when Superman died. I wasn't there. I'm going off stories that I know and was told. Because I'm young. Sorry. Sue me. But they said it was crazy of a time because everyone was depressed. Everyone was sad about it. You know, there was a memorial thing for it. I got the package set. My padre gave it to me. The Death and the Life. The Death one was like the bleeding Superman logo in it. You open the package up. The comic's inside. It's a tombstone. And you got this poster of the heroes of DC. Like all the heroes together walking his casket down.
That's pretty sick.
You got an armband. Like a memorial armband. Black armband with a red Superman logo on it. And you got a button. And then I got the bag and also the comic itself signed by Dan Juergens, who worked on it. Dan's a wonderful guy. Shout out to Dan Juergens. Your work is beautiful. Met you at a con once. You're an amazing dude. But moving forward, so the Superman comics can give you that sort of emotion of sadness because they kill him and you're like, holy shit. And it just makes you, if you read the issue, Victor, I promise you 100% you are probably going to shed a tear.
I actually would not. I do not doubt that one little bit, actually.
It's crazy. That's, you know it's coming. You know it's, especially now in 2018, you know it's coming. And you're prepping yourself. You're prepping yourself. You're prepping. It's like the end of Marley and Me. You're fucking prepping yourself. And then the next thing you know, you're like, oh, I'm not going to cry. And shit. Or it's like Dumbledore and Harry Potter. Or it's the or Severus Snape and Harry Potter. Deathly Hallows Part 2. You're like, I'm not going to cry. I'm not going to cry. Damn it.
You want to bring up one more comparison for not being it? You know what you did. Well, actually, we didn't see it coming. But you never know. It's a whole different thing. But like you brought out Harry Potter and all that stuff. The Jurassic Brachiosaur.
Oh, fuck. You had.
Yeah.
You had.
It gives
me PTSD, Victor. Stop it. Too soon. Too soon on that one. God damn it.
Nah. But no. I can agree, though, man. Like, honestly, I mean, he literally was a big hope for out of the Justice League.
Yeah.
I mean, Superman's death. I mean, well, even though that was long before the Justice League, I'm pretty sure. But
what are you talking about? No. The Justice League was still around. Justice League was formed in like 50s, 60s, something. Justice League was formed many, many decades before Death of Superman. Superman died. I mean, because Justice League was all formed and shit like that, and which was nuts. That's why all the heroes were walking him down. That's because of that. And even in a Death of Superman movie, like the Justice League that they have in that animated universe going on right now, yeah, they were all there and they were paying tribute and they were sad. And I remember like, they did it in the Justice League Unlimited TV show, if you remember, too. I think it was Unlimited, or it was the first one. It was one of the two. Amazing.
I didn't watch much of Unlimited, but I think I remember it happening in the original one, though, too, back when I was growing up watching the Justice League.
It might have been that. And I rewatched the Unlimited and the first series as well, because they're such beautiful works of art. And those series got me hooked on being in sci-fi and stuff like that, Flash ran on the water. But we digress. Those series, there's an episode in there, I think two parts? It's so much to remember, folks. It's crazy. 80 years worth. We'll get into that in a minute. Because there was Superman, they thought he was dead. It was their version of the death of Superman. But he got teleported in the future, but everyone thought he was dead. And the words that the Justice League say about him is insane. It's truly insane. And, you know, you see in the death of Superman, you cry because you see once, in the animated movie, when he dies, there's a scene right beforehand where you think Doomsday is going to kill Lois. And you're like, oh, fuck. No. And then, you know, he saves Lois and Supes dies. And she holds him as he bleeds on, dies, like in the comic and stuff like that. And you see her cry. and you just, she's bawling, and everyone around the world is watching as their hero died, and they're just
right,
watching.
Pretty much right in front of their face, too.
Exactly, and an animated one that just came out in space now, so it's, everyone had tablets all around on their phones and on the screens in New York and shit. So the Superman, I mean, the Superman comics, it made everyone cry then. It's just, you see these characters, it don't matter if it's Superman, it's anything happened to him, or it's something happening to someone else. I mean, there's been characters in there where I've almost shed a tear in Superman comics. I because they died, or they got hurt, or because of an injustice or something like that that's happened, such as a villain doing something, or whatnot.
Hey, I'm not gonna lie, I shed a tear when Wally died in Young Justice.
Right? Oh, God, that's opening the can of worms.
Him and when he was helping Flash and Kid Flash.
My sister, I never didn't tell her, and I kept, I said, don't look at anything. When she finally started watching it a couple years ago, got her to watch it. I watched it since the day it came out. And season 3 is coming out. And when that happened, she bawled. She's like, you piece of shit! Why? And she was just screaming at me. She's like, you knew he was going to die. I'm like, I cried like a bitch when I first saw that episode on the premiere. I fucking had a Kool-Aid thing, a twist-off plastic Kool-Aid thing. If I'm going to have that, I was watching and fucking cry like a bitch. Like, oh, my God. I had a can of Pringles. I'm like, it's the series finale. Yeah. And oh, my God.
Yeah.
Let's not go down that road. Young Justice is a whole road. In case you people want to hear about Young Justice, go check out one of the older issues of the Comic Chronicle podcast, because we talked to Cameron Bowen, who played Robin in season 2. Plug away. That's what we call a plug. But going back to Superman in the comics, is moving forward, is they allow, there's such good imaginative stories that they allow a person to escape into different worlds, these alien worlds. And if the writing's done well and the art is done well, which I can't think of a time I didn't like Superman art. I know people complain a lot about the Supes and the action comics. But because like, oh, it doesn't look right. I'm like, okay, it doesn't look what you want it to look like. But you like how it's written. And if it just looks a little bit funky to you, then why complain? You know, just because you don't like it doesn't mean someone else doesn't like it. I've never complained about any Superman or Action Comics issue at all, no matter what artist or writer or anything like that. There's not really, I can't really think of one.
Because honestly, if you're a true fan, Dakota. You're what I consider a definition of a true fan. Regardless who the artist is or how it turns out, you're gonna read it and you're gonna respect it and love it. And exactly. That's one thing that I love about, you know, people like you. You know, you guys, you understand the meaning of, you know, of an artist's work. You know for a fact they did their best, and you could tell, you know, if they were slacking or not.
Yeah.
You know, but regardless, you still read it. Plus, anyways, you know, from the few that I've read, I didn't have any bad experiences. Regardless, anyways, so
yeah.
You know, I mean, they were great. I mean, the artwork was amazing. The wording, the storyline in general was just amazing. And I wish I could remember which ones that I read. I do remember one, though. I cannot remember the enemy's name, though. He's the one that was riding on a motorcycle, and he's like a biker.
That's fucking Lobo. Wait, I'm
Lobo,
gonna try.
There you go. The main that's the man, guy. That's Lobo. He was one of my favorite villains, like Lobo. Like, he was a hardcore biker type
villain.
He's a
fucking hero now, just, by the way.
And he loved messing with Superman. It was, I don't know, I can't remember what his reasons were, but he just enjoyed it. Like, he didn't even want to even, like, fully fight him. He just wanted to mess with him. And, like, it was crazy. Like, one of the first villains that I saw Superman face that wouldn't even, well, I mean, he would fight him, but he wasn't, like, really fighting. He was just, like, toying with Superman. It was funny.
Yeah. Lobo could kick his ass. And that's the fun part. Like, Lobo can stand his own against him. And Lobo's now in the Justice League.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Yeah, he turned a little bit good.
Been away for a while, longer than I thought.
Yeah, wait, he's on like Team B, like how X-Men have all their different teams. He's on like the Team B, I guess you could say, and shit like that. Yeah, no, he's still an asshole, but he's somewhat good now.
That's right, because he wasn't like he was an anti-villain, wasn't he?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
He's kind of like the Deadpool of on an X-Men team.
Okay, 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 I got you. Yeah. Okay, wow, I need to seriously brush up.
No, you're
my
good.
Apologies, my apologies, folks. Like, my memory is a lot more dead than I thought.
Damn it, Victor. This is Comics and Coffee, damn it. He's supposed to be awake and energetic and knowing of all.
I'm kidding. I know enough, man. But don't worry. Don't worry. My knowledge does exceed more than you guys realize.
Yeah, you know what, though? You know. We won't go down that road. But you know, and I'm just kidding. But it's... And that's what I love about this talk show segment is that we can get off and talk about a couple of things and then go right back on our subject. Hopefully you guys like it too, folks. Hopefully you like it. But, I mean, we've been going 35 minutes now. So, Superman comics, man, they're just a beautiful thing. And thank you for that, by the way. Thank you for those kind words because I feel that with any goddamn comic. Yes, there might be things I'm like, I wouldn't do it. You know what? I still like it. And it'd be like, hey, that's weird. Didn't expect it. Man, like, they're still, I still like them. Like, there's, like, it's why it's a pain in the ass to get a comics at a comic book store. Because they always, I like them fucking all. I don't even think there's one I don't want to read.
Yeah, that's the thing. You still want to read them regardless.
Right.
Because they're interesting, you know. It's a different story. It keeps you interested. It keeps you, you know, like, well, wow, what's going to be next, you know, no matter what.
Exactly. Yeah, and with Superman and the comics, it's something you can just sit down, you're having a bad day, pull out an issue, new or old, escape into it. They're the perfect escape, man. They really are. A lot of times I sat on my lunch and read a Superman comic, DC, Marvel, anything like that. Astounding. Astounding how many times I've sat down at lunch. You know, now we got the show Comics and Coffee. We sit down with some coffee and talk about comics. You know, I sit down in the mornings and read a good book just to escape a little bit before tackling the day. You know, so Superman comics themselves are always in my list. They're always in my pull list for new books every Wednesday. Action Comics Superman. Have been since the beginning. It's crazy to me. It really is. And
you know what's one of the beauty parts of it, too, is the fact that watching the series, you can actually, when you're reading that character's line, you can actually listen and and I don't know if it's just me, but I can hear their voice talking as I'm reading the sentence. Like, I can hear that. Like, I put it in my head, and it's like I'm watching the series as I'm, or an episode as I'm reading it. Like, I'm reading it, but in my head, it's like playing like an episode. Like, I see the pictures moving and the scenes happen.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's kind of comic read in general for a lot of people, is that happens with them. I get that. I feel it. And then you get certain voices of Superman that you have. Yeah. And, you know, like Kevin Conroy as Batman. You read a Batman comic, I fucking hear Kevin Conroy. you see Joker, I fucking hear Mark Hamill.
There you go. Hoping you'd say Mark Hamill. He was my favorite animated Joker.
Right? I love, you know what, though? Troy Baker, I love him. I love everybody, man. But you know what? When I first hear that, that's what I hear. Terribly sorry. They've done it the longest.
Luke Skywalker's Joker. Come on.
Mm-hmm. You know, and then Mark. Superman voices. You know, I have my Superman voices. You know, like Smallville. I grew up on Smallville.
Yeah, who's your favorite animated Superman voice actor?
Fuck.
Come on. I know you like them all, but if you had to choose, you have to choose. Put yourself in that situation for a second. You have to choose. Who would you pick?
All right. You're going to... You know what? I gotta look it up real fast. You know, the beauty of technology, because... I can't think of his name, but this is what I fucking hear. I mean,
hey, it happens, man.
It's weird. It's okay. Because
it doesn't make you less of a fan, man. It happens to everybody. You know, you had a long day.
So. Yeah, well, we all have long days. Working in the movie business, man, and doing all this shit. Oh my god.
Day job, everything.
Right, so much stuff, folks. We have a lot of stuff coming to the Comic Chronicle.
And the winner is
George Newbern.
George Newbern.
I hear him, but I hear him.
Hey, that's how it works, man. There's always somebody who's slightly a little bit better than the next, you know? You can't help it. It's just how the world works.
But
the other person is not bad either. That's the thing.
They're Jason J. Lewis. I love him. I love Jason J. Lewis. I love it's.
Who was the voice actor who did Superman's voice in the Young Justice series?
That's a good question. But the power of technology.
But anyways, yeah, the Superman. I mean, I don't know. I'm gonna start picking, finding out more about Superman. Start reading more of these comics because you got me literally wanting to read one right now.
Right, and you know, there's just so many to choose from. And over the years, you got, all right. Well, with the power of technology, I thought I could find it at the moment, and I knew someone who works in that show. Yet I still can't think of who did Superman.
It'll come to you in the most awkward moment, trust me.
Right, I know, and I'm like, oh my god. You'll be in the middle of doing something
completely off the topic, and it'll pop right in your head, watch.
You know what, I have a strange feeling that's what's gonna happen. shit.
It's okay, though, man.
But, you know, I hear a lot of that, I hear different voices, you know, that's the thing with that, but Superman comics, I hear a lot of times, I hear Tom Welling. Played Superman in Smallville.
Okay.
And then maybe Henry Cavill. And then a few of the animators. So many fucking animators. Excuse me. But it's crazy to me, though, sometimes with these comics. These graphic novels are some of them that we'll move forward a little bit into here is... There's some that take you to faraway places. Like when I mentioned before, they said take you to faraway places. We have some that take you, Victor. You mentioned it before, like just a couple minutes ago. Well, Bobby, for you now, is Red Sun. You know, you have storylines that of Superman that take you and other Supes family. He lands in Soviet Russia instead of America. The world goes to shit, man. It's crazy. Like, he's so evil. It's pretty much
the other side of Superman that people don't see. And that's why one thing that I will always love about DC is that they really definitely show both sides of the same coin in, like, you know, alternate ways.
Right? The best thing that did that, the best thing that showed him, there's a couple different storylines in comics. I do want to say, it's not, like, directly Superman, but Superman is in the series. Is the comics based off the video game and the video games themselves. They show a really good what happens if Superman turn is the Injustice.
Oh, yeah.
Two, and the comics, and all the comics.
Oh, man, that was seriously an awesome twist that they did there. Like taking one of the most greatest heroes and one of the most trusted, most looked up to characters in that world and just completely just 180'd him into just full-fledged, just pretty much if Hitler was Superman.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. And then villains and that. There's the comics. Victor reads the comics. There's so many. Trust me, there's a lot.
Trust me, I promise you, I will read them.
Oh, my God. Tom Taylor, I know you write these. I know you work on these.
And I really want to read Red Sun, though, now, though. Because Red Sun is amazing.
Yeah. So many storylines you need to read. You really, really do. One of my goals, speaking of Superman comics, because we're getting towards the end here, folks. One of my goals is to be able to work on something in the Supes family.
Oof.
I don't care what it is. I mean, I've worked in movies. Work on the TV show as Supergirl. Maybe voice a character or voice Supes himself or Superboy in an animated thing. Maybe play a villain. I wouldn't care.
You reminded me of something, Dakota. Oh, actually, fuck. Talking about that. Is it a job?
Is it a job?
Pretty much. It's something I've actually... I actually came across it I got a special section in my room where I keep all my work, my actual, like, handwritten. I found, and it was back when I was watching Young Justice, actually, something I was working on. I kind of wanted to do something with, like, Static Shock and Superboy.
Oh. Hey, folks, if you can tell, I'm freaking out over here, folks, because, oh, my God. That'd be amazing.
Did I strike something?
Yeah. DC Comics, we're available. But no, that'd be a good fucking storyline. Did I ever tell you before I get into that thing? But that'd be amazing. Oh, that'd be an amazing miniseries.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
Static Victor. Shock and Superboy, because I do remember watching Static Shock, and I do remember watching when he first met Batman around. But that's, like I said, that's for another topic. We're technically strictly Super right now. But yeah, Superboy is was one that kind of caught me a little interested in the Super series too.
Any artist listening right now, I know you're there. Make his thing an artwork page. Please. I really want to see it. Please. Sorry, I had to put it out there. Please. I know I'm probably like, what the fuck? Just make it happen, please. If you're an artist out there and you love us with a passion, can you make a little print of that cheaply or not? Me? No, that's a good storyline, man. I definitely... Yep. The coffee's kicking in a little bit. But...
Oh, yeah.
That... Oh, fuck. That'd be a good storyline.
But... It would. But we'll save it for another time. Exactly. Will bust it out. I will actually, folks... I will actually break it out and see what I have and maybe add a thing or two. And maybe I might strike a spoiler on the next talk show and see what you guys say. We'll see, right?
Oh, I'd love to do that. I'd love to do that, man. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
I do want to say, too, is... Oh, what was we talking about? Oh, a job. Yeah, in playing a character, I'd play a villain. I'd do anything. Anything legitimately DC. DC, I'll do anything. Like,
same here.
Oh,
I
my
would
God.
Too.
It is my goal. You know, Spielberg, by the time I get big enough, I don't know if I'm going to be able to work with him. He might be like, nope. Or it'll be pass, sadly. I love you, Spielberg, with a passion. But... Kevin Smith, chance, huh?
I was just saying, you never know. Things might happen, man.
True. I do want to meet him at least once. Kevin Smith, love him with a passion. Love his work, big inspiration. Want to work with him. But I do really, absolutely want to be able to work on a Supes project. The writing, assistant writer, anything like that, anything. Working on the Supergirl TV show, working on an animated theme, playing a character, being an extra in it. Definitely would be an extra. I've done a couple of roles of those. I'm a German soldier, for God's sake. In a movie, and then a reporter with Greg Grunberg. Come on. But moving forward that's a goal of mine. I definitely want to be able to do that at some point in my time, is to be able to work on something Superman-related. You know, in general, I would love DC or Marvel comic or any comic property, Spawn, anything like that. Definitely would love any comic property, but I would love to do Superman. Goals, man, goals. Gotta have them. Gotta have them. Victor?
Yes.
I definitely want to see that story. I want to see Static Shock and Superboy.
I'll break it out, and I will definitely show you. It's really not much. It's literally like, I want to say, I'd say maybe like five to seven pages.
Yeah. That's not bad, though.
You know, for a bit, but that's it. It was just something that I was teasing around with, just to see if it would work and stuff like that. You know,
Maybe we'll do a reading on the show. But getting back into it, folks, well, that's technically still comics. Still going into it is Superman and comics. If our talk in comics and coffee today, Superman and comics, if our talk hasn't inspired you to go read a Superman, Supergirl, Superboy, any of those comics, I'm like drawing a blank because there's so many series going on right now that I totally forgot. Anything like that. Go in, go pick them up. Or go watch it. Go watch something. But I recommend going to your local comic book store, going and picking some issues up, trade paperback, anything like that. Go pick it up, folks. Desperately, desperately, desperately. You need to raid Superman in your life. Or any Supes family. Now, Victor, we're gonna tease these people a little bit here. I do want to tell you, folks, Victor knows the details about it, don't you, Victor?
Oh, yeah.
We have a Patreon coming in. Won't give any details. Won't give anything about it yet. Stay tuned, folks. Stay tuned. Patreon details are coming soon. Now, we're at the end of the show, and I want to give a shout-out to Victor Hudgens here, my guest, because things got emotional today. And today, we were just covering so much, it's tough to nail down. But we are covering so much because we want to tell you, folks, basically, the overall message of the day is, Supes and comics, go read them, and they're really good for people, culture, humanity in general. The character does so much, and it all came from the comics, folks. So go check them out. Victor, man, where can they find you?
They can find me on Facebook, you know, Victor Lily Hudgens on Facebook, or you can just find me at Victor Hudgens on Twitter. And of course, I would also be keeping in touch as well through comments as well.
Mm-hmm. Good coffee. But that, yeah, folks, make sure you add him on there, follow him on there and whatnot too. He's well worth your time. And he'll be back on the Comic Chronicle. We're working on a project. You'll definitely see some. And you'll see some fun exclusive stuff he shares on there, too, for the fan corp.
Hey, from the sounds of it, we'll be working on a couple projects to be giving them information on as well.
Shit. DC's probably going to sue me. DC. Oh, before I go, though, before I give up social media, I do want to let you know I did have a Metropolis. I had a fan film that almost got made. Big budget thing, too. It almost got made, and I got the scripts for it, called Metropolis' Finest. And I do, it gets me mad to think it fell apart because of other people. Incredibly pissed. But, moving forward, it was based on the police department of Metropolis. While the heroes were out busy, the police department of Metropolis going against superpowered villains and people with powers. While the superheroes are gone. So it's like Gotham Central, but in one of desperately needed a limelight on, is Metropolis PD. That almost got made. Live action, by the way. Oh, it was a couple years ago. Yeah, I know. So, folks, if you do want to listen about that, though, let us know, because I'd love to talk about it. And if you folks want to have that made, well, joke's on you, because it may be getting made by somebody who I know. May or may not be. Things are in the works, folks. So if you want to stay tuned with everything on the Comic Chronicle podcast, make sure you go to Twitter and Instagram and follow at RealFanCorp. On Twitter and Instagram, folks. So stay tuned for all things Comic Chronicle, Film World, all of our indie shows, series, fan films, and more. Make sure you subscribe on iTunes or Podbean.com, wherever you listen. And also, as well, subscribe to the Fan Corp Network on YouTube. And like us on Facebook, Fan Corp Network, folks. Because you want to stay tuned with all the shows coming up. Arkham Diaries fan series on here. We got comics and coffee talk show segments. We got interviews coming up with some people from Marvel Comics and more. Folks, you're going to want to subscribe and stay tuned. So hopefully you guys have enjoyed the episode. Leave us a like or whatnot. And make sure you subscribe, comment below. And Victor, any last words for these fine folks who've made it this long?
Just stay super, folks. And just go pick your local comic book store and pick one up.
Exactly.
Stay super, guys.
And stay classy, Metropolis.